And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
The International Lutheran Council, the ILC, is getting attention because at the ILC World Conference in September in Kisumu, Kenya, presidents and bishops of ILC churches elected Bishop Jana Pahola of the Evangelical Lutheran Mission Diocese of Finland to be the new chairman of the ILC Board of Directors. Bishop Pahola has been fighting for freedom of religious speech since being charged with hate crimes for publishing a booklet that teaches the biblical understanding of marriage. His election tells you two things about the ILC. First, the ILC is determined to stand fast on what the Bible teaches. Second, the ILC wants leaders willing to stake livelihood, reputation and life for the sake of Christ and His Word. There are 55 Lutheran church bodies from Africa, Asia, Europe, Latin America and North America linked to the ILC, which believes the Bible to be the inspired and infallible Word of God, and the Lutheran confessions the true exposition of the Bible. The ILC exists to encourage, strengthen, and promote confessional Lutheran theology and practice centering in Jesus Christ. Google the ILC website to find out more news on what millions of your fellow Lutherans across the planet are up to. Jesus suffered setbacks over the years, and so will Christians, the Archbishop of York, Stephen Cottrell, has said in the wake of the census. The Archbishop made the comments after earlier last week it was revealed that for the first time in census history, Christians now account for less than half of England and Wales's population. The Office for National Statistics, the ONS, results showed that 46.2% of the population, that's 27.5 million people, described themselves as Christian in 2021, marking a 13.1 percentage point decrease from 59.3%, that's 33.3 million people, in 2011. The census data also showed that every major religion increased over the 10-year period, except for Christianity. Despite the census results, the Archbishop insisted that he is full of hope because Christians are part of the largest global movement on earth. He added that Christianity is not in terminal decline because the story that defines our identity has never been one of overwhelming numerical growth nor fear of extinction. Writing in the Sunday Telegraph, he did admit that he did not find the ONS results surprising because we have left behind the time when many people almost automatically identified as Christian. However, he said that while some commentators have responded to the census data by predicting the terminal decline of Christianity in our nation or declaring this as a statistical watershed moment, I am interested in the overall story that this census snapshot informs. Christians should approach this data with humility, attentiveness, and self-reflection. He said that Christianity also continues to play a vital role in secular society, especially during the current cost of living, through offering food banks and warm spaces to people in need. Across our nation, Christians are offering practical help and spiritual support to anyone in need, he said. This winter, perhaps more than ever before, food and warmth and companionship are being made available by Christians. The ONS results also come in the wake of multiple senior clergy and laypeople warning that the bedrock of the Church of England was crumbling amid fears over its collapse in rural communities. Analysis of Church of England data by The Telegraph earlier this year found that 423 churches were closed between 2010 and 2019. The Archbishop has previously spoken about this subject, insisting that he is committed to revitalizing rural parish churches, and he has suffered sleepless nights after being accused of jeopardizing them. However, following the census results, the Archbishop admitted that while the rise of secularism has impacted the number of regular churchgoers, there are contrasting snapshots of evidence that reveal that faith is not in terminal decline. He added, there are fewer people in the pews on a typical Sunday morning than a few decades ago, but at the same time, some of our churches, of all traditions and styles, are growing significantly, and we are also seeing people coming to faith in Jesus Christ, to whom the idea of joining a weekly service would not necessarily occur. These apparently contrasting statistical snapshots inform a more complicated, though incomplete, story, which is not one of terminal decline for religious faith nor Christianity, but more about how individuals in our ever-changing nation and culture choose to express their identity. This is a story on which I and other Christians must reflect carefully and humbly. Jesus' story is not a tale of linear success, but about how that light shines through the difficult realities of our lives and finally overcomes all darkness. Despite the decrease in the number of Christians in England and Wales, the census data did show that Christian remained the most common response to the question about religion. No religion was the second most common response, increasing to 37.2%, that's 22.2 million, from 25.2%, 14.1 million, across a 10-year period. The past decade may for some be characterized by Brexit, the pandemic, the death of Queen Elizabeth II, a recession, the rise of social media, and Adele releasing three albums. For others, however, it was the decade that saw a rise in devil worshippers. In collecting its data on religion, among the most surprising findings of the 2021 census include the rapid rise of Satanism. Satanism is a religious or counter-cultural practice centered on the figure of Satan, otherwise known as the devil. The number of people in England and Wales identifying as Satanists saw a 167% increase between 2011 and 2021. The Office for National Statistics, the ONS, researchers found that within that 10-year period, the number of Satanists rose from 1,893 to 5,054. Historically, Satanism, which is also known as devil worship, rejects Satan's antithesis, God and or Jesus Christ. The reason for the rise of Satanism remains unclear. However, it does correlate with separate ONS data published last year, which clearly indicated that a reverence for the devil was on the rise. Last year, the ONS released baby name data, which revealed that the name Nigel was on the verge of extinction, with no baby Nigels born in 2020. Or statistically, two at most. This is arguably not that surprising, as more old-fashioned names often wane in popularity. There were, however, in that same year, a total of 15 Lucifers born that year. In 2021, a further 15 babies were christened Lucifer, a name which didn't appear in the rankings until 2016. The figures should, however, be taken with a very large pinch of salt. In the 2011 census, 177,000 people declared themselves Jedi under the religion section, making it the seventh most popular religion. A further 6,242 people answered heavy metal for their religion, and 650 said they were New Age. Many of these will now come under the other section offered to respondents in the census. For those filling in forms for the 2021 census, Jedi Knights were left disappointed, as this was no longer a separate option. The 2021 census also revealed a rise in the number of pagans, up from 56,620 to 73,733, as well as a rise in the number of animists, who believe that all natural things have a soul. They increased from just 541 in 2011 to 802 in 2021. In contrast, the number of people practicing witchcraft in England and Wales is in decline. That community saw its population fall from 1,276 to 1,045 over the 10-year period. Scientologists also saw a similar level of decline, 2,418 to 1,859. Members of the occult fell from 502 to 490. Worshippers at a church have been ordered to remove pink and lavender chairs after an ecclesiastical judge said the unapproved seating was too colourful and could cause puzzlement. Organisers at St Mary the Virgin in Primrose Hill, North London, brought 150 chairs in a lovely colour scheme for an event marking the 150th anniversary of the church's consecration. The vicar, the Reverend Marjorie Brown, and two church wardens bought 65 white, 65 blue, 10 pink and 10 lavender chairs. As part of the event in the summer, Dame Sarah Mullaly, the Bishop of London, visited. After setting up the upholstered chairs chosen to match the church's exposed roof beams, they sought retrospective permission from the Church of England authorities. However, David Etherington, KC, in his role as a judge of the Church of England's Consistory Court, has ordered the pink and lavender chairs to be removed. In his 3,400-word ruling, he said they should have all been one muted shade, as the multicoloured seating could cause puzzlement and induce thoughts that the church had been unable to find enough upholstered chairs of the same colour. Etherington, who is Chancellor for the Diocese of London, allowed the blue and white ones to remain. He added that he'd been told of a real sense of joy and excitement among church members about the new chairs, which had been paid for out of a £23,500 pot raised through local donations. Brown said she was disappointed by the decision, adding, "The 150th anniversary was in July 2022, so we wanted to celebrate it, but we went too quickly. Our mistake, we didn't have the final go-ahead." She said the congregation had raised the funds quite quickly, and people were very keen on the bright colours. "We hope they will be acceptable as they tie in with the church's exposed roof beams, which are bright pink and blue. We thought it was a lovely colour scheme." And finally, Pastor Jamie thought it would be a good idea to inject some jokes into one of his Advent sermons. His first was, "Why is it harder to buy Advent calendars? Because their days are numbered." His second was, "Why is a broken drum a good Christmas present? You can't beat it." The reaction of his congregation was interesting, and he should come out of hospital in a week or so. My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you, and goodbye for now.